So we just come first to our breath. And allow ourselves to feel the in-breath and the out-breath. And as I do, I realize that I've not allowed my breath to flow this week so much. And so I'm thinking about flow and what it means to let breath flow through you. What it means to let life flow through you. What it means to live in the flow. And what it means for so many of us as we forget that and allow all sorts of things to block our flow of life, of joy. Creativity. And of connection. And so this morning we just come back to ourselves and remind ourselves of our intention to live with joy, with creativity, with sensuality, with vulnerability and with connection, both to ourselves and to one another. So feel the air coming into the lower back and the ribs, letting the ribs expand. And allow yourself to connect to your sitting bones, to the base of your spine. And as you breathe, you can visualize the air. I know it doesn't do this literally, but this sense of flow of air right up from the base of the spine, right to the top of the spine, into the head, expanding into the head, softening, including the whole of you. So often we cut off, or cut out, or pull away from parts of ourselves. Parts of ourselves that either frighten us, or we don't like, we're ashamed of, or we just don't think are important. So this morning, let's just come back to our whole self, to breathe life into our whole self, the parts we call light and the parts we call dark, the parts we're familiar with and those parts that we haven't really fully investigated in ourselves. So I'd like to invite you, first of all, just to feel your feet on the floor. Really connect yourself to the earth and to your sitting bones. Soften your jaw. Relax the back of your neck. And then my invitation is to start at the base of your spine and in your own time, explore the flow up your spine in with the curiosity of a scientist, looking at what is flowing for you, what is blocked, what feels unknown, what feels familiar, what feels uncomfortable, or what feels really open. And as though you were going on a boat journey down a river, really taking notice of the scenery and the landscape as you go, just allow yourself to take your awareness from the base of your spine up into the head and then back. And I'm just going to leave a few minutes for this in your own time to explore. ready, take your time. Just bring your attention to your heart chakra, and you can bring your hands there if it helps. Adjust your awareness. And breathe into that uniqueness of yourself. And I'm aware that we, all of us, have a need to be connected, a need to be loved, a need to be liked, a need to be acceptable. And in that need, sometimes we lose ourselves. And there's an invitation here just to come back to yourself and really celebrate who you are. Reconnecting to that sense of what really gives you joy in this life, what you can contribute in this life, take your awareness back down to your sitting bones, maybe feel your hands on your legs, and that connection of hands to legs, to feet to ground. And then just take your awareness out beyond yourself to to each other in the group, but also to anyone else for whom you care or you're concerned. Whether you consider this prayer or intention, just allow yourself to register that connection. That love, that wish for well-being for one another. For that sense of support that comes from knowing that you are connected. That wherever we are in the world, we can send prayer or intention for care for each other. And then very intentionally come back to yourself, keeping this sort of interplay of softening and opening without losing your own essence, without losing your own core, without losing your own self-care and intention. And just see if you can breathe 3 times into this place of being both open and deeply centered and grounded in yourself.